Yeah, I mean, one of the ideas of the V'chein Ten Pach we mentioned yesterday, I just want to just to underline it, the idea that the that there's no contradiction between the fact that the Asuchula Maguda Achas, Lasos Ritzon Chobolev Sholem, which means that everybody's unified, and one objective, one goal, and there's no difference between any of the people. That's not a contradiction to the fact that the that there are certain features that Am Yisrael has and that Tzaddikim have. It's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. I just want to mention another point, the fact that we said that the V'chein Ten Pach is on the Gula Asida. And if you take a look in the Eitz HaTfilos mentions it, really. But I found something interesting. I remember going to the Rav Shir, and somebody asked the Rav, why do we say Shvach HaMaschal HaGaya? Fellow was a bit of a liberal. And he was disturbed by it. I don't remember the exact words of the, I don't remember exactly what the Rav answered him at that time, but the real reason for Shvach HaMascha is because Gula Asida. Is Gula Asida, the same idea of Gula Asida. And it's interesting, I found in the, in Agada Shel Pesach that has quotes from the Rishonim. One of them is a quote, actually from two Rishonim, Rav Yehuda ben Yakar, who was one of the Balei HaKabbalah, who was a chaver of the two Balei HaKabbalah, who were the Rebbe of the Ramban in Kabbalah, the real Balei HaKabbalah. So he says, and the Ritva, and they both say the same thing. They say, why do you say Shvach HaMaschal HaGayim? So they say, because Lo Lanu is Medaber Ala Osid. As you know, I mean, the third coast is on Gula Asida, and he says the Ikur HaGeula. This is repeated by Ben Yakar. The Ikur HaGeula Teluya b'Malchus Chayeves Sheteyaker. B'Malchus Chayeves Sheteyaker. You see, that's the Ikur HaGeula, and the Ritva says the same thing. The Ritva says, "She'ikir gula senu teluya b'churban keren malchusam." Kedamrim b'breishis rabba. Same quote, and from Daniel. Okay. V'chein anovi yomer kine achoshech yichas eretz v'rafa leumim v'layich yizrach Hashem uchvado layich yirah. That's the same idea. That's the ikir. Why is the ikir gula? Because Kesher Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mishpat Im HaRashayim Mishmonis Kadosh. That's the principle is derived from Az Yashar. Okay. It's right. The Kovda Befar of Acholchela. It's about the Kriyas Yamsa. The Kovda Befar, right. That's the Gula Hasida, right there. Venodati. Okay? That's Chazal. He kovd b'far. Why does Rashi singles out Havu Lashem b'nei Elam? He says, Haskiru lefanav ha'esonim. Haskiru lefanav ha'esonim. What it means like this, it means, you see, when it comes to gvuros, so that's self-understood. Because you maskir God's omniscience and his omnipotence, that's gvuros. And then the third bracha is Kedushas Hashem. Okay, Kedushas Hashem. So we understand that. Those are philosophical principles. But in Avos, there's something more there. You see, because what is Avos really? Avos is Hashgacha. It's Hashgacha. But you notice that they call the bracha Avos. They don't call the bracha Hashgachoso. Really, it should be Hashgachoso, Uzo, and Kvod Shmo. Right? But the first bracha is called Avos. Why is it called Avos? Why is it called avos as opposed to being called hashgach chasal? You see? Because apparently that's what they derive from the pasuk that it says havu Hashem b'nei elam is telling you the manner in which it is appropriate to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like this, we wouldn't by ourselves, we wouldn't say that you can masker a bas v'adam. Who gives you a right to masker a bas v'adam? You masker gvuros is gvuros Hashem, and abstract. And hashgacha perhaps also, we should only maskir hashgacha Hashem. What right do you have to be maskir an individual? And to masker an individual in the bracha, you have to have reshus for such a thing. You can't just do it by yourself. So that's what Chazal said. That's derived from the pasuk. Havol Hashem b'nei elam. So the pasuk says that the Navi says it's appropriate to use the avos in the as a medium of being maskir shvacha shel makom. In the framework of his hashgacha, that's a problem. See, that's why that's why Rashi counts on avos. That's why it's called avos. Really. Why it's called avos? Really, should we call hashgachas? No, because the pasuk, the navi, teaches us that this is appropriate. On your own, you couldn't say such things. In maskir shvacha shemakom, so hashgacha, who gives you right to mention bas al adam, that people, individuals? No, the pasuk says no. That's the appropriate way to be mishabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu. Havol Hashem b'nei elam, that the hashgacha should be demonstrated through those perfected individuals, namely the avos. You see, that's the lima. Okay, it's true, but the thing is, what Chazal are telling us that you derive from the pasuk is that there's a kiyum in being maskir the avos. That's havol Hashem b'nei elam. It's a kiyum. If the being maskir the individuals, the avos. You see, is itself a kiyum in Shvacha Shamar. Havol Hashem b'nei elam. That's a lima. That's a lima. You need a lima for that. B'nei elam. That the Torah, in other words, the pasuk is telling you how to do it. What form you should use in being maskir the hashgacha. The form is b'nei elam. The form is avos. That's the lima. That's the lima. Can't feel it, right? In other words, the Kedusha Yom means that it's not enough to be Shoves Mamlocha. That's the physical demonstration of the Yom, the physical manifestation of the Yom. But it means to say that the Yom demands an Amira of Kedusha Yom. And the Amira has to be, of course, like we said, in the framework of Tefillah. Okay, Lifnei Hashem. Must be Lifnei Hashem. There must be a Lifnei Hashem which enunciates the Kedusha of the Yom. And that's all. And every Yontif. So it requires an Amira of the Kedusha Sayyam. An Amira of the Kedusha Sayyam. That's Rabbi Lazar learned that Shabbosan. The Kiyum of Shabbosan is not the abstention from Malacha, but it's the positive. The intellectual component of the enunciation and the realization of the Kedusha Sayyam. Okay, that's Shabbosan. So Hiel Shabbosan is really the expression of the Odom of the Tzelem Elokim expressing the idea of Shvisa. So that's the Kedusha Sayyam. Okay. All right, that's Rebbe Lazar. And Mikra Kodesh, she says, is what? Kasher Basis Malacha. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to continue. Not first. Right? He's primary. He's more primary. Because, of course, without Shvisa Malacha, there's no Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is Chil Yantif is Chil Yantif, not only Yantif. Is breaking the Shvisa Mamlacha. So that's primary. Okay, that's a recap. All right, so what's the Machlekes? That's the question. So the question, of course, is what exactly is the definition of Mikra Kodesh? That's the question. What is the definition of Mikra Kodesh? It's interesting, Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in Shavuos. You know, Ki Vayom Zeh Yechap Alecha. So the Braisa says like this. So the Braisa says, okay, what? Daf Yigimel Manav. So the Braisa says like this. Yochol yeh yemek por mechaber elim kenis anabo v'koro mikra kodesh v'lo asabo malacha lo is anabo v'lo koro mikra kodesh v'asabo malacha minayin. I didn't know it's mechaber anyways, even though he violated Yom Kippur. Talmud lama Yom Kippur mumikomach. Okay, that's Rebbe Shit. So Rashi says, what's the pshat lo koro mikra kodesh? So Rashi says, Lo kiblo bibirchosa of Lomar Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom Kippur. And it's interesting, Rashi in the Chumash also says, you got Rashi, an amazing thing. It's not, for some reason they took out the Rashi from the regular Chumash. But the Rashi, what? On Paskanach, yeah. Paskanach. Rashi says, I thought it was right. Mikra Kodesh kacheu b'ksus nekiyo b'tfilo. Ubishar Yamatovim, the Michael of a Mishnah, Buxus Nikiyob Ubitfila. It's funny, the Rashi omitted the Rashi for some reason from the one volume Chumash. I don't know why. It's in Perek Chav Gimel, Chav Zion. Pasuk Chav Zion. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they put it in Rashi and Lamed Hay. They put it back in Lamed Hay. Okay, good. As long as they're, all right. Yeah. It's funny. So, okay. So, yeah, so you see, so Rashi holds at Tefillah is the Raisa. Rashi holds at Tefillah and Yantif is the Raisa. So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh, Pirish Bekunchish, Lo Kibla Lov Bibrachos, of Loma Mekadesh Sov Yom Kippurim. He says, Vein Nira, Dloashkichen Brachas Yom Kippurim, De Lahavah De Raisa. So we don't find that it's that Brachas Yom Kippurim De Raisa. Venira Lo Rabbeinu Tam, Koro Mikra Kodesh, what does it mean? What does it mean if he's Koro Mikra Kodesh or low Koro Mikra Kodesh? So he says Koro Mikra Kodesh means Shemoda Shebezn Kitshu Vishoves Mimalacha Bishvil Kedushas Hayom. Alright? Velo Koro Mikra Kodesh Shein Shoves Machmas Kedushas Hayom Ela Machmas Shemes Atzel Lasses Malacha. It's a funny thing. So you see Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's an interesting Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, there's a difference between a person keeping Yom Tov because of Mikra Kodesh, or if he just happens to be Misatzel and he doesn't do Malacha. It's an amazing thing in Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that if a person, it comes out that the Shvisa Mimalacha on Yom Tov, it requires Kavana. Requires, because that's what he's saying, because the Gemara is saying, if he didn't keep Yom Kippur, what low Koro Mikra Kodesh? He violated Yom Kippur. How did he violate Yom Kippur? He didn't do a single thing. But he didn't keep it because of what? Because of Kedushas Hayom. And Rabbeinu Tam adds something else over there. Rabbeinu Tam says, he says, Shemode Shebezn Kitshu, Veshoves Mimlocha Bishvul Kedushas Hayom. What does he have to have Bezn? What does he worry about Bezn being Mekadesh for? That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Rabbeinu Tam holds that every Yom Tov, you have to think, when you're Shoves, you have to think, I'm being Shoves, why? Because Bezn was Mekadesh, and that's why I'm being Shoves, and that's the key of Mikra Kodesh. And if you don't do it for that reason, it's Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh. He's Misatzel. It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. And he's Mevatel the essay of Mikra Kodesh. I mean, they're not, that's a separate say, but it's not saying. Mevatli essay of Mikra Kodesh. Okay? It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. What? He has to have positive Kavana. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. And that's what the Gemara is saying, Rabbeinu Tam. If on Yom Kippur he wasn't Misaneh, and he's also Bomalacha, and Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh. And Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh. Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he violated Yom Kippur. It's an interesting thing. Look, of course, according to him, Lois on air, yeah, it doesn't mean you have to do all of them. Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh, doesn't mean you have to do all three. It means either one, right? But if he's low karma mikra kodesh, so he's in violation. It's an amazing thing. Every yontif's like that. So what does that mean? What does it mean? Tam mean? He asked me, Moda the bezin was mikadesh. What do you need to do for bezin? Means it's an interesting thing. So what is Rabbi Natan saying? Rabbi Natan is saying really the same thing as the Ramban says in the Chumash. As the Ramban defines Mikra Kadosh in the Chumash. It's an amazing thing. Shneim kivnu l'dav rechad. Rabbi Natan and the Ramban both say the exact same thing. Now, what is the definition of Mikra Kadosh? Mikra Kadosh means it's like the Ramban says it's like a guest that was invited. You have an invitation and you respond to the invitation. That's what the Ramban says. That's Mikra Kodesh. So it means, and that's what the Ramban says, that Yomtif, Kedushas Yomtif has nothing to do with Shabbos. So they're completely distinct from Shabbos. A different idea. There's no Sheikhas, he says. So the only reason Torah mentions Shabbos over there is because that's the prototype. Tchilul Mikra Kodesh. But in terms of the idea of Yomtif, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. The idea of Yontif is that Bezdin has to initiate a Yom Kadosh and Klal Yisrael has to respond. That's the essence of the Kedushas Yontif. So Rabbi Natan says the same thing. It's an amazing thing. So according to Rabbi Natan, according to the Ramban, that's the concept of Mikra Kadosh. Mikra Kadosh means that we respond to the calling, so to speak, to the announcement and the invitation that the Bezdin gives us to render this a Yom Kadosh. So therefore on Shabbos, if a person just sleeps, it's no problem. But on Yom Tov, if he just abstains from Malacha haphazardly, not because of the fact that he was summoned to do so, you see, responding to the summoning of the Bezdin, then it lacks in is his low karmic kodesh. It's an amazing thing. Unbelievable thing. That's Ramban. Ramban and Rabbi Natan both say the same thing. That's the definition of mikra kodesh. The Ramban's in the Ramban says a big Ramban on Chaf Gimel Beis. He says, "Kiena Shabbos b'chol moed Hashem klal," and that's why he says that's what Chacham say. "Man Yeshabbos etz lamoda." So two different concepts. One is no shach to the other. Rak samcha kosev lahem. V'tam mikroi kodesh sheyiyu b'yom, because it's the model. It's the model for the other. V'tam mikroi kodesh is sheyiyu b'yom hazeh kulam kruim v'ne'esofim lekadesh yoso. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael li kovetz bevesa l'kim b'yom moed. L'kadesh ha'yom b'farhesya. B'tfila v'halel l'keel. B'ksus nekiyah. V'laso so yom mishtev v'simcha. K'mo shenemer b'kabola. L'chu ichlu mashman v'shum amtakim. V'shulchu monos l'ayin nochon lo. Ki kadesh ha'yom l'adonenu v'al tayotzu ki chedves ha'shem hima uzchem. V'hine mikra kodesh m'loshen kruei ha'edo. V'achrechein yochlu ha'kruim. Like guests that are invited. See? I mean, that's right. Ramban or Ben Tam, both say the same thing. Amazing thing. Amazing thing. So, that's the Kedusha Yontif. That's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. That in Yontif, the mitzvah is that Klal Yisrael has to initiate the day, announce the day, and then they have to respond to the day. Bezdin announces it and creates it, and Klal Yisrael responds to it. That's Mikroi Kodesh. Totally different concept. So according to Rabbi Natan, the Shvisa on Yontif must be under that a response to the Bezdin, to the Bezdin's announcement. That's the framework. And if he doesn't have that in mind, he's not Makayim Mikra. He's not Makayim the Shvisa. He's not Makayim the Shvisa on Yom Kippur. He's not over. He's not. He didn't violate the Bekum Vasei. But he was Mevatel B'Yadayim. But he was Mevatel the Mitzvah. Yeah, that's correct. It would seem so. See, if Klal Yisrael did not do it, then there would be. In other words, let's say the if Klal Yisrael would not do it, then a yachid couldn't do it. A yachid couldn't do it. A yachid couldn't do it. Because that's what the Ramban says. It has to be done b'tzibur b'farhesya. B'tzibur b'farhesya. It's an interesting thing. Amazing Ramban. Amazing Ramban. Tefillah. That's why according to the Ramban, you really, you can't go away for vacation on Yantif. Shabbos, you can. On Yantif, you'll be missing if you're not with a minyan, you're missing, Mikroi Kodesh. Mikroi Kodesh. What? No, it means with me at least one tefillah. It doesn't say every tefillah. But at least one tefillah is the key of the rest. You see, that's one tefillah. So, what? Today is by the calendar, so you don't need Bezer. Okay, today it goes by the Cheshbon. So the Cheshbon calls it out. That's Machlokes Raman, Rabban, Ramban. But basically, today is by the Cheshbon. But if no one would, it's still, the Cheshbon is still, you have to respond. You have to respond to the Cheshbon. So if nobody would do it, Yachid would not have a kid. And the Kiddush HaChodesh renders you, the Kiddush HaChodesh or the Kviyas HaYom renders you a Koru, you see, and you have to respond. That's whether it's the Cheshbon or whether it's Bezin, that's something. That's according to the Rambam, it's exact kasha. That's the Shalob is Manabayas, it's Alpiya Cheshbon. And according to the Ramban, it's you're responding to the original Kviyas. But whatever, it doesn't matter. That's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. So that's the idea. That's our Rabbeinu. That's our Rabbeinu Tam and Ramban. Both say the same thing. It's an amazing thing. All right, so now that's a framework at least. You have a framework for the Machlokes Tanaim that we have. So now how do you define the Machlokes Tanaim between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? Okay, now you can see what the difference is. You know, it's like Ram says in Kiddush HaChodesh. If you didn't have any plus on Eretz Yisrael, he says, Cholila Lakela says it. But then you wouldn't have any yantif, is it? Certain things are contingent. But that's not the point. What is the machlokes? Before you go that far, just take the first logical step. What's the first step? First simple step. You're going too far. The question, there's a kedushas hayom of mikra kodesh. Right? Then there's this malacha. But there's a concept of mikra kodesh, which means that Klal Yisrael has to demonstrate the idea of yantif, that it's a mikra kodesh. Okay? Then there's this malacha. But the question is, what is the vehicle through which Klal Yisrael demonstrates the aspect of mikra kodesh on yantif? Remember we said that that's our benetam, that's Ramban. What are the idea? The idea is that yantif is different than Shabbos. And yantif, you're responding to an invitation, okay? It's mikra, like a krua, right? So what is the vehicle that demonstrates that kedushas hayom of mikra kodesh? So according to Rabbi Elazar, what's the vehicle? What? The vehicle that demonstrates mikra kodesh. Asiyas malacha. According to Rabbi Akiva, what is it? What? The Amira. That's the machlekes. Right? You must demonstrate the concept of mikra kodesh. You understand what I mean? Mikra kodesh is something which is an attribute of the Kedusha Sayyom of Yantif. And you have to demonstrate it. It can't just be dormant. You see, as Rabbeinu Tam says. And then the Ramban, it can't be dormant. It must be demonstrable via Klal Yisrael. So the question is, what is the vehicle that they use to demonstrate the Mikra Kodesh? So according to Rabbi Loza, what's the vehicle? What's the vehicle? Shvisam Emelacha. Because that's what he says, right? He says Shabboson is what is Kiddushayon, right? And Mikroi Kodesh is Shvisam Emelacha. So how does Klal Yisrael demonstrate their response to the Kviyas HaBezdin? How do they demonstrate according to Rabbi Elazar? Everybody shows Malacha. Okay. According to Rabbi Akiva, how is it demonstrated? Like the Ramban says, by the whole klal is nesaf to the bate kneisios and bate midrashas and then the spahol. Okay, om the mitzvila v'shevach lakeil. So the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is a machlokes. What is the Mikra Kodesh? Is the Mikra Kodesh demonstrated by Klal Yisrael by the fact that everybody's a Shoves? Or is the institution of Mikra Kodesh come about, the key of Mikra Kodesh come about through Tefillah? That's really the Machlokes. Right? Am I right? If you just define it, just play it. Go ahead. You're right. That's right. And that is true because that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Elazar's approach. That's the reason why he rejects. So Rabbi Akiva didn't object. There's two things in a machlekes. One is why, the cause of the machlekes, and then there's the outcome of the machlekes. Because you don't just argue about it. There's no outcome. So what are you arguing about? I mean, just to argue about how you drasha, how you darshan, that's not, Chazal don't argue on such things. It has to be halacha. Has to be a difference, right? Mai nafkamina. What's the difference? Okay. So the reason Rabbi Akiva objects or rejects Rabbi Elazar's approach is because he says Shabbason is rishon. That's primary. Primary is shvismam halacha. So the pasuk should be referring to that. So therefore, he says the mikra kodesh has to refer to what? Tonira. He says that's my proof that I'm right, that the demonstration of mikra kodesh comes about through tefillah, betzibur, like the Ramban says. You see? That's the reason why he says it. In other words, he didn't say it because he happens to hold that Mikra Kodesh is more appropriately expressed through Tefillah than through Shvisma Malach. He's not voicing his opinion on that. He can go either way. But he says you have to be guided by the Pasuk. Okay? So he says, yeah, you have to be guided by proper methods of darshaning the Pasuk, of analyzing the Pasuk. He says, if you analyze the Pasuk properly, he says, you see, it's the reverse. You see, but that doesn't, that's the tamadavar. That's why they argue. You see, but what's the substance of their argument? What ultimately do they argue about? What they argue about is what? Is the question of where do you manifest the Kedusha of Mikra Kodesh? The institution of Mikra Kodesh must be manifest. The difference between the two would be, can you go away on vacation? Biyachid on Yantif. According to Rebbe Lazar, you can. Because if it's Shrisa Mimalacha as the manifestation, so wherever you are, Yeshua is Mimalacha. That's intrinsically a manifestation. But if it's Tfilah and Amira, so then there's no manifestation. If you mispal Biyachid, you're mispal. So then you must gather the Bate Knesios to say Shevach Lakeil, like the Ramban says. You see, that would be the difference between the two. But that's the machlekes. Okay? Shabboson? That's referring to Tefillah. You know, he holds that Shabboson, but that you could say Biyachid. In other words, if the Shabboson is the Amiras Kedusha Sayom, the Lifnei Hashem of the Amiras Kedusha Sayom via the institution of Tefillah, you see, so that you can do by yourself. That's not the Mikra Kodesh. That's not the keem of the Mikra Kodesh. According to him, the Mikra Kodesh is expressed through the fact that you're Shoves Mimalacha because you are called upon to be Shoves Mimalacha. You're responding to the announcement of the Bezdin. Okay? To the invitation of the Bezdin. You see, that's the difference. You see the difference? There is a big difference. It's not just Machlokes, it's a difference. Okay? It'd be a practical difference, Lalacha. Whether you can go away biyachid, whether you can be yachidus on Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Elazar, you could, because the Mikra Kodesh is long, right? You follow? Yeah. What? Shvisa is not. It's not simple for him. Shvisa is an individual thing. It's an individual thing. Yeah. Mikra Kodesh. If it's through tefillah, then there must be a demonstration, like the Ramban says, of the farhesia, that the whole call comes to the base of Knesset to be mispal together, to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apparently it's halacha, in that case, biyachid, you can't do it really. Because the kiyum is that the whole call is barovam hajas melech, It means that it has to be done with the entire arm. So he says, "Lahaskir shvacha shamakom." So that shvacha is So shvacha, one person is not going to do it. One person is not going to do it. One person biyachid, you can't do it. Biyachid is not. There's no key in biyachid of mikraykar. This is the Ramban says. An interesting Ramban. Amazing Ramban. But the Ramban is based. That's the machlokes. The only thing that's funny is what? No, it would come out. A strange thing. That the Rabbeinu Tam is like Rabbi Elazar, and Rashi and the Ramban are like Rabbi Akiva. That's the only thing. The Rabbeinu Tam. It comes out that the Rabbeinu Tam is really, is like Rabbi Elazar. Right? For Agamar, Rabbi Akiva, is just like Rashi and the Ramban. It's a funny Rabbeinu Tam. I don't understand the Rabbeinu Tam really. So the Rabbeinu Tam says it's not the rice. I mean, it's an open Gemara. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbeinu Tam. This Gemara is like Rashi. I saw also the, you take what Torah Tamima mentions. Torah Tamima just mentions briefly. He says a raya from this Gemara to Rashi. But he's right. It is true. I don't know what Rabbeinu Tam is difficult. But they have the same underlying concept. Rabbeinu Tam is interesting because you see he has the same underlying concept, but he seems that he's going like Rabbi Elazar. Because he's saying that lo karo mikra kodesh by Yom Kippurim. He says, what does it mean? It means he was just misatzel and didn't do malacha, but he didn't abstain because of the mikra kodesh. So he's learning that's really Rabbi Elazar. That the mikra kodesh is niskayim through what? Yeah, through shvisim malacha. But Rabbi Kiva doesn't know that way. You all like Rabbi Kiva. It's an interesting thing. Not that you need kavana. It's not the pshat that you need. It has nothing to do with mitzvah strichas kavana. That's a separate thing. This has to do with the very nature of the shvisa. The shvisa has to be in response to something. That's the nature of shvisa. If you don't have kavana, that's not the shvisa. You know, it lacks in the shvisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's not a matter of kavana sa'odom. It means that that's no shvisa. You understand what I'm saying? The shvisa is in response to the, it's a different kind of shvisa. So if you don't know what you're doing, you're just haphazardly doing it, that's not the shvisa. It lacks in the shvisa. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. It's hard to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Ramban, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even the shvisa. But it's hard to say that if the person just doesn't know the lumbus of the beznin, and just keeps yontif that it's not Makayim, Mikra Kodesh. It means he knows he's doing, of course, whatever Torah says yontif is, that's it. So that's enough. So Rabbeinu Tam only excludes the Mesatzel. So that's Minik. That's what Ramban emphasizes before Hesia. He says that Lashon before Hesia. It has to be Nikar. Can't just be davening. What kind of Mikra Kodesh? It looks like every other day. There's no difference.
Rabbi.
You know, that's true. What Eli mentions is true. Even according to Rabbeinu, even according to Rabbi Elazar seemed to be, Rabbeinu Tam seemed to have difficulties with Rabbi Elazar Shabbosim. Anyways, but that's a separate, and I'm just mentioning, he comes out in the Mikra Kodesh component exactly like Rabbi Elazar. An Asmachta. Asmachta. Could be Rabbeinu Tam learns it's an Asmachta, and the real Mikra Kodesh is really, the Shvisa Mamalacha. That could be. Alright, but certainly Rashi has what to defend himself with. I mean, but that really has nothing to do with, you see, that has nothing to do with the, I don't know what Rebbe, I don't know. Why Rebbe Darshan Smichas Aparshis? And what is the Smichas Aparshis? It's a funny guy, but we don't know how to Darshan this. But you see, but Rebbe Yossi just said you don't have to make, ain't it tzorach? He means you don't have to make recourse to a limud of smichas of parshis when it's a primary, that's beferish, that's the pshat in the pasuk. You see? Yuviyom sumchaschem v'moadechem is not talking about the tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah. Yuviyom sumchaschem v'moadechem v'rasha yichatshechem eskatem v'chatzotzos ala losechem v'al zivchei shalmeichem lo yilachem v'zgonach ne'lakechem nirishem lakechem. So what's the answer to that question? No, the answer is that the answer is that the idea of Zikaron is a constant idea. that means that we should be, our existence should be a reality before God. God doesn't remember. But the mashal is, it means that we exist as a reality. So our existence is real. So the thing is, so all he says is from that pasuk, you see in general, that what is it, our existence is intricately, intimately tied to Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hainoach. It's just not possible. Zebonov. That's what it means. Zebonov Lachon. Anir Hashem Lakecha. Malchus, without Malchus, there is no Zekon. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. The essence. Anir Hashem Lakecha. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means, Zebonov. There's no concept. So if Rosh Hashanah is coming to emphasize the theme of Zekaron, and that's the Kedusha Sayom of Zekaron, so it must be Malchus. Has to be. That's what it means. It's a bun-off. It's a bun-off. Excuse me? You see, there's one difference I can tell you like this. You see, according to Reb Yehuda Reb Yossi, why do you have to say Malchus? Because it's an impossibility otherwise. In other words, there's no need to say it. Because that's just, it's philosophically impossible. So all the Torah has to prescribe is Zichronos, and you know Malchus, because Zikaron is Anir Hashem Lekecha Malchus. It's Bonav L'chol Makom. So if the theme of the day is going to be an elaboration of Zichronos, so it's going to have Amiras Malchus. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, there was no specific prescription for Amiras Malchus on V'chodesh Hashvi Becha L'chodesh. On Rosh Hashanah. There was no specific prescription. All you had is the prescription is Zichronos. So the only prescription that you have in specific is Zichronos. And Malchus is because it's got to be. You see? You understand what I mean? That's that much of a difference we could see. But I don't think I'll go beyond that. According to Rebbe, there's a specific prescription for Amiras Malchus, because he says from Smichus Aparshus, Anir Hashem Lakechem uvachodesh Hashvi Smichus. So what is Rebbe saying? Rebbe demands that there should be a specific prescription for Amiras Malchus on Vachodesh Hashvi, whereas according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there isn't. It's all you have is Zichronos, but you know, in general, it's impossible to have Zichronos without Malchus. So the Malchus comes in indirectly. There's no direct tzivui for Malchus. According to Rebbe, Rebbe insisted that there must be a direct tzivui, a direct statement about Malchus per se. That's one difference you can see. Okay?
But even with that,
it's implicit. According to Rebbe, that's the machlekes. According to Rebbe, it's implicit. Don't need it. The Torah, it would be worse to say it, because it's understood. It's understood. And according to Rebbe, you have to have a special requirement. That's the machlokes. I don't know if we go any further.